Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Drew, can you just answer me one question before we get to more with you at 10:30? This is actually going to be a really good test for Drew because this will decide at 10:30 whether he's living in reality or not. Do you think it was pass interference on 4th and 16?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It was a
saved yourself on that one, man. That could have gone. No. You go the other way on that, and then we got to really have to
a long day
of coping.
For the people who say he was going for the ball, yes, but you can't go through somebody to get to the ball. It was badly timed. It was an obvious PI, and unfortunately, it cost him the game.
Yeah, it was a very clear defensive pass interference. If not, Rice, I think, probably catches the ball anyway.
If he times it right, it would be a great catch. If Rasheed caught the ball, it would be, while getting hit timely, it would have been a great catch.
I firmly disagree with the Bengals fans who are coping in my Twitter mentions this morning, claiming that it was a Hail Mary attempt and it should be treated differently. Hail Mary? He scrambled and he's throwing directly at one open wide receiver.
Yeah, he didn't just
in what universe is that a Hail Mary attempt? Yeah. Patrick Mahomes has completed more passes of 16 yards or more than anyone else in the NFL since 2018. And I guarantee you, without even looking it up, on 3rd and 4th down to save a game, especially more. There were 2 passes last year on 4th and 25 each that he hit a wide receiver in the hands that did not get converted. He goes for a target. This is not an accident. He's not just throwing up a prayer. He's throwing it at a man. He's throwing it at Rashee Rice, who eventually got pass interfered with. I never understand this idea that, like, he was just throwing it up.
I was a little bit surprised that Lou Anarumo didn't go ahead and blitz Mahomes in that respect, because Henderson had done good enough. It's 4th and 16. That's a lot of yards to get in one play. If you make him scramble a little bit, I mean, he was forced out of the pocket, but he still had enough time where Mahomes could set and throw. A little bit surprised there that they weren't aggressive on defense, but hey, it is what it is.
Feels like everyone should try to find some way to copy Lou's plan against the Chiefs, that's for sure.
Yeah, somehow he just continues to have the... I'm sure that in meetings over the course of the week, though, he really got into... Because there were not many missed tackles.
How disheartening is that, though? I mean, like, I hear what we're saying. We're like, man, Lou Anarumo, he's got a better plan than anybody in the league against Mahomes. I think that's a fair statement to make. I'm not disagreeing.
But they've lost
3 in a row to Patrick Mahomes, with apparently the defensive coordinator puts together the best plan. Like, that speaks to how... That's not even a shot at him. I'm saying... That's how ridiculous the Chiefs have been and why they're inevitable, as we started the show saying, and why Mahomes, even in a day in which statistically it was not a good day at the office, yet the great master plan, nobody's ever done it before, yet Mahomes just won the game. That's amazing to me. Like, on one hand, we're saying, man, what an amazing plan. Nobody has done this against him and the Chiefs, and yet they have lost 3 freaking games
in
a row.
They haven't beaten them in 2.5 years.
How many people would say that Mahomes is the reason they won this game, though? Because if you look at the biggest sequence of the game, Mahomes throws the pick. Mahomes technically threw 3 picks, but one of them was taken back.
I 100% with you, but they still lost the game, though.
I don't think you can say Mahomes is... Mahomes gets the win, but I don't know if this is... almost like the Caleb Williams effect last week. Caleb Williams did not win the game for the Bears. Didn't win the game for the Chiefs
He didn't, but let's not act like Caleb Williams' week one performance was anywhere near what Mahomes still gave them
yesterday. But I'm saying from the standpoint of what won them the game, Harrison Butker's kick, the defense, timely. The biggest sequence of the game was the interception by Cam Taylor-Britt, as you mentioned, Cody, and then the fumble by Joe Burrow right afterwards, where they could have gone and almost buried the game there. But the defensively, they did a great job of bending but not breaking in the red zone in particular. They only held the Bengals to 1 touchdown, I think, in the red zone.
I hear you, Drew. All I am saying is, like, I think
they
pulled through. I'm just saying, if we're going to make such a big deal about how great Lou Anarumo was, sure, I'm just saying that as great as he was and he has been against Mahomes, they still are 0-3 in the last masterclass defensive performances I'm told they've had.
Well, sure. I mean, in terms of what Lou Anarumo has brought to the table. He's the only one that has flustered Mahomes as much as he has. Nobody, even though the Bills have played in close games, even though the Ravens have played in close games, Lou Anarumo is the only one, not Mike McDonald, not whoever, to be able to do that. I think that's why he gets the praise.
He gets the praise. I'm just saying, like,
I mean, technically, it doesn't matter, I guess.
That's why the Chiefs are inevitable. Mahomes, we agree, was not great yesterday. They put together a good plan, and yet the Chiefs still won the game. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Is like, I can't imagine how disheartening and threatening.
That's why Joe Burrow called it one of the worst losses, maybe the worst loss he's ever felt.
Yeah. They did everything right, pretty much, except for two costly errors, or three, technically, because they missed extra points.